Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Father Zaffel, Easter, Passover, for the Jewish community, a time for families to get together, and this is an unusual year because we have the coronavirus that is urging us to stay 6 feet away from each other and not gather in large groups. For families who usually get together on Easter, what can they do as far as getting together yet trying to practice social distancing?
Well, that's exactly it. Social distancing is an important part of being able to fight this virus. And so there are so many people that are vulnerable because of this, and it spreads so easily and so quickly. So the best advice that we're giving to people is that they, in fact, not visit over Easter physically, but visit spiritually. So you do that in a couple of ways. You can pray for each other. Certainly a visit over the phone or Skype or Zoom is easy to use as social media. And for those who are not able to do that, there's a lot of online ways to gather with people. We know that here at St. Leo's, we have stleothegreatamherst.com. We have Mass every day at 8 o'clock, and the weekend Masses, our usual schedule, 4 and 5 on Saturday, and for Easter Sunday, it'll be 8, 9, 10, and 11. We'll have Mass. So you could all watch the Mass together and then give each other phone calls after that. Also, you know, some of what we've lost is the art of letter writing. What about sitting down and putting things in a letter to someone? You know, that brings them close to mind and heart. And sometimes we can even say things in letters that we might not feel comfortable saying face-to-face, or might be just a little bit embarrassing or something. So tell people that we love them and care for them and that we're looking forward to being with them after the threat of the virus is over.
And I know with your parish, just like all the others, they're empty. You can't hold services with people inside. Are you getting any feedback as far as the online services, the online masses that you're holding?
Very much so. In fact, I had a call from someone in Dallas, Texas the other day saying a friend of a friend said to go on your website. I just want you to know, Father, how grateful we are. I've gotten many notes, in fact, just saying thanks. It's a way of feeling connected to our parish, our church, and so it's a good thing.
With regards to getting families together, you say don't do that, just link up together. By phone or by social media or by other means, how tough is it to do masses when there's no one inside the church?
Yeah, it's a different experience, I have to really concentrate because usually I can look out and see faces and you pray for the people that are right in front of you and their concerns, and it's a different experience when you're just facing a wall. But I try to keep in mind that all of the masses that we say here at St. Leo's, and on behalf of St. Benedict Parish in Amherst as well, they all have intentions for people who are real and hurting and lost loved ones. So we try to keep it as prayerful as possible, and I think they are being very, very well received. You know, people can see the church that they're familiar with. They can see the priest that they're familiar with, and those things are comforting to a lot of people.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.